Beef. Australia and Brazil approach China import ceilings. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. 3 July 2026. Beijing. China's beef import quotas are increasingly influencing international trade flows. While some supplier countries are reaching their limits, other suppliers could gain additional market opportunities. Australia has already fully exhausted its annual beef quota for the Chinese market. Brazil is also approaching its quota limit, according to media reports. As a result, two of the world's largest beef exporters may only be able to participate in the Chinese market to a limited extent. The situation could lead to uncertainty regarding trade flows and price trends in the second half of the year. At the same time, other exporting countries such as Argentina, New Zealand, and Uruguay still have unused quotas and now have the opportunity to gain market share. At the end of 2025, China had introduced import quotas for several major beef suppliers, including Brazil, Australia, and the US, to protect domestic production. Australia and Brazil subsequently expanded their shipments significantly, as they had bet that China might relax the existing regulations or expand the import quotas later in the year. Other exporters, however, had acted more cautiously, speculating on rising prices due to tighter supply in the second half of the year. For Brazil, the quota was set at 1,106 million metric tons. In the previous year, the country had exported approximately 1.7 million metric tons to China. Shipments within the quota are subject to a 12% tariff, while quantities exceeding the quota are subject to an additional 55% tariff, bringing the total tariff burden to 67%. Brazilian meat companies are now preparing for a temporary drop in demand from China. According to media reports, several slaughterhouses and processing plants have already announced plans to place their employees on mandatory leave starting in July and to reduce production at certain locations. Industry representatives expect that Chinese importers will begin placing larger orders for Brazilian beef again in October at the earliest. Since shipments from the last months of the year will not arrive in China until early 2027, they will be counted toward the next annual quota. Short-time work ordered. According to the Brazilian business publication Valor International, beef producer Frigo will place nearly 1,000 employees at its Água Azul do Norte facility in the state of Pará on mandatory leave for 18 days starting July 1. To date, about 70% of the plant's production has gone to China. At other locations, the company plans to reduce slaughter volumes by about 20%. The publication quotes Frigo CEO Luciano Pascon as saying that the entire volume of production previously absorbed by China cannot be shifted to other foreign markets or the Brazilian market. Better Beef will also suspend production at one of its two slaughterhouses in the state of São Paulo between July 20 and August 10. According to sales director Sandro Batista, production at the remaining facility will be increasingly focused on other markets such as the US, Chile, and countries in the Middle East. Other companies, such as Iguatemi Beef and Plena Alimentos, have also announced mandatory leave for parts of their workforces. According to the company, Iguatemi Beef exports 80% of its production to China. High prices despite import restrictions. Industry representatives estimate that large meat processors with internationally diversified production and distribution structures are likely to be better able to cushion the impact of China's quota system. For example, Minerva Foods is expected to increasingly serve demand from the U.S., while facilities in Argentina, Uruguay, and Colombia will continue to supply the Chinese market. Chinese beef imports exceeded expectations in the first 5 months of 2026. At the same time, prices also rose, even though the quota system had originally been introduced to limit the growth of imports and protect domestic production. A key factor in future developments will be whether China will allow beef shipments outside the existing quotas to be stored in bonded warehouses. If Beijing does not permit this, exporters with remaining quota allocations could gain a competitive advantage later in the year. If storage is permitted, Australia and Brazil could position goods for sale as early as this year, ahead of the opening of import quotas in 2027. This could have an additional impact on price trends in international beef markets.